Well, to discuss the situation in Yemen a bit further, we're being joined by Professor Sayed Ali Wasif. He's a professor of international law and politics, joining us from Washington. Dr. Wasif, we've seen these protests continue for days now against Saudi Arabia and U.S. Yemeni protesters are blaming the U.S. and its ally Saudi Arabia for encountering the popular revolution there. How is Washington benefiting from hampering the democratic change in Yemen?
On the contrary, Washington is not at all benefiting from this conflict in Yemen. As I see it, I think in the long run, it's going to be the Washington people who will be the losers, who will emerge as losers in that region, not just in Yemen, but in the entire Middle Eastern region, because of the policies that they are pursuing, because of the policies they are pursuing through Saudi Arabia and there are other lackeys in that region. United States today is pursuing its policies and perceiving its policies in the views and in the light of the Saudi Wahhabi teachings and establishments. Whatever policies are being pursued by the Americans in Yemen or in other countries of the Middle East are basically given legitimacy by the Saudi government, a legitimacy in the name of pseudo-Islam in that region. So the American policies are being sold there in that region in the name of Islam, given the legitimacy by the Saudi government. So is the case with Saudi Arabia itself. Saudi Arabia today is in a quandary. It's in a quandary because it is facing domestic problems, facing social problems, facing problems from the women's side and women's emancipation, facing problems from their own terrorist camps, facing international problems where they are and they have been funding international terrorist groups in Pakistan and Afghanistan and in the Middle East and elsewhere. And their influence and power and authority have been shrinking day by day. So they are totally in quandary. So they only have two options left. One is to intervene in Bahrain, which is also a neighbor. Second is to intervene militarily in Yemen, another neighbor. This is basically is a two-prong policy of Saudi Arabia, a two-prong cross-border policy. In order to secure its own borders, in order to secure its own political repressive system. And this is a message to both the international community that Saudi Arabia will send terrorists no matter what if it sees or perceives any threat from any outside influence. The second is a message to the local Saudis that come what may, Saudi government will not allow any challenge to its authority or its system of Wahhabi government.
Right, so Dr. Wasif, I'd like to get your opinion on this next question, if I may. We are running out of time. Now, as you mentioned, the U.S. is losing popularity in the Middle East for backing its ally dictators and not siding with the popular uprising there. How do you see this playing out in the long run, though, as people across the region here are becoming more aware of U.S. policies in the region?
I just said it. I just said it. In the long run, the loser is United States. And it is because of its policies, which are totally cosmetic, and they do not do a homework based on real political scenario in the field in the Middle East. And that is allowing Saudi Arabia to play its role in the name of Islam there, which is pseudo-Islam. So Americans should take a note of that, that in the long run, they will be the losers, and they are basically buying a policy from Saudi Arabia, which is doomed to failure. So this is the scenario there. And what I'm seeing is tomorrow there will be a change in Yemen. There will be a new government in Yemen, and that will be totally anti-American and, of course, anti-Saudi. There will be a change in Bahrain, and you'll see a totally anti-American government. So the Americans have an option left, is to people of Bahrain and to the people of Yemen as they are doing in case of Libya. So they should have an equal policy and a policy based on uniform norms and uniform moral and political support to the entire region and all those countries and all those popular uprisings which we are monitoring, especially in Bahrain and Yemen.
So, right, Dr. Wasif, we do know that the opposition is forming. Dr. Wasif, we do know that the opposition in Yemen is has announced to form a 17-member transitional council. Do you think the U.S. is going to put its weight behind this transitional council?
Well, that again depends on the Saudi intelligence reports. Well, of course, the United States doesn't seem to have a direct approach or direct access to some Yemeni cities there. And it only gathers information and intelligence through the Saudi intelligence agencies and reports. So that seems to be pretty difficult at this time. But
right.
If it doesn't, then it's going to be a wrong step in the wrong direction by the U.S. Policymakers.
All right, we're going to have to leave it there. I'm afraid we have run out of time. That was Dr. Sayed Ali Wasif, Professor of International Law and Politics, speaking to us from Washington. Dr. Wasif, as always, thanks for your insight here on Press TV.